Hello guys and girls, welcome back to my podcast Believing in Her with me, Emily House. Now today's episode is going to be on romanticizing your life. And if you don't know what that means, it essentially means romanticize everything about your life. Make everything about your life, every little thing that you do in your life, in your day-to-day life, make it good, make it wholesome, make it joyous, make it fabulous. Like whatever you're doing in your life, it could be as simple as your morning coffee, but romanticize it. I have had the most gorgeous morning this morning, and it's the most basic morning ever. Like my life at the moment, if you listen to one of my last episodes, I think it was Choosing Peace Over Happiness, I basically explained how my life has felt very, very boring the last couple of months because I've not done anything. I've not had any crazy holidays. I've not booked in any tattoos. I've not bought myself anything crazy. I've not done anything out of the ordinary. I've just been living my normal life. But what is helping me is simply making every little thing I do romantic. And I don't mean in like a couples way. I mean, just make it like nice, make it exciting, make it fun. So this morning I woke up really early. I actually woke up around 5:30 this morning, which isn't like me. I usually wake up around 7, but I woke up really early. So I just ended up getting up. I made myself a coffee. I went and got back into bed and I actually read my book for a little while. And then I opened my curtains and it was sunny and it was just so beautiful. I opened my windows, I heard the birds tweeting in the morning, then I done a meditation, and then I done my admin that I needed to do in bed. And normally I'd be like, right, get up, go and do something productive. But actually just doing my admin in bed was just so nice. I just felt so peaceful and it just felt so nice to just get that done whilst I was in bed. Then after I done that, I went for an hour long walk, and I actually have a huge, huge lake at the back of where I live, with just loads of, it's like a wildlife reserve. It's so beautiful, especially when the weather's nice. And I know everyone doesn't have that at the back of their homes, and I'm so grateful that I do have that. But I went for an hour long walk, I took my time, I listened to a podcast, I looked at the lake. I know that sounds silly, but just staring into the lake and not having my phone actually on me and actually taking it all in and taking in the beauty and just breathing the fresh air and seeing the wildlife, seeing the little robins and the butterflies fly past me and just taking it all in was so beautiful. And it's so easy for us to get wrapped up in everyday life and admin and texting this person back and texting that person back and checking our social media. But actually taking in that beautiful scenery just made my morning 10,000 times better. Now, going for a walk doesn't just have to be going for a walk. I know, like I said, everyone doesn't have a huge lake and nature at the back of their homes, but you can drive or you can get a bus to somewhere that is beautiful, and you can get some headphones, listen to an amazing uplifting podcast, really romanticize that morning walk. I then come home, I then made myself avocado with honey and chili flakes on toast, and it was so nice. And now I'm drinking an iced latte in a really fancy cup that I bought, and it just made the experience so much nicer than rushing around this morning, like really quickly making my coffee and spilling it everywhere and rushing out the door and not actually getting to enjoying my morning coffee. This iced latte that I've got right now, I have fully romanticized. I made it really special. I've bought really nice glass drawers and really nice glasses to have my iced lattes in the morning. Everything I do in my life is technically boring. Going for a walk, meditating, journaling, doing admin, drinking a coffee, they're all very statistically boring things, but I've romanticized them all. I've made them so beautiful in my own way. Everything I done this morning has set me off to a really, really good start before I go into work. Like I feel really, really good now. Like just like I said, listening to my podcast, being in nature, making a really beautiful iced latte. It sounds silly, but it's just the way you look at the world. It's just the way that you look at things. I could have woke up this morning at 5:30 and thought, oh, I've had a really shit sleep. I've woken up so early. I could have sat there on my phone scrolling on TikTok for hours on end. I could have then just sat on my sofa and just made a quick coffee. And then I could have just rushed getting ready because I've left it too late to get ready for work. Basically, my point is, I had an intention this morning, and it was to romanticize my morning. It was to make it beautiful. It was to start on a happy note. And I do understand that if you've had a shit night's sleep, or if you've got things on your mind, or if you do suffer with anxiety or stresses, that when you wake up, it can feel very heavy. For me, especially since my breakup, I do find mornings is when like reality hits you and you wake up and you feel that weight of the world on your shoulders. However, after 5 minutes of feeling that when you wake up, you need to just force yourself to snap out of it. And I know that's easier said than done, but I really try and force myself out of it and tell myself I'm going to have a good day today. I do a meditation. It might just be a 4 minute meditation, but I promise you it helps me breathe. It helps me feel good. It helps me feel lighter in the mornings. Journaling, again, writing out anything that I'm stressed about and then writing out what I'm actually grateful for really has helped me the last couple of months. And then, like I said, just doing my admin in bed where I felt cozy and opening my curtains and listening to the birds really helped me just feel relaxed and calm this morning. And then obviously going for a walk. And like I said, guys, I really would try and encourage you to go for a walk where there is nature, because walking down blocks of residential roads isn't exactly aesthetically pleasing, and you always hear cars and people shouting and stuff. But if you can go to a really nice like wildlife reserve or a lake or a forest or a woods where it's safe, I would fully encourage you to do that, because it was so beautiful this morning and I didn't want my walk to end. I actually ended up like diverting and taking the longer route because I was just enjoying it so much. And like I said, this has set me off on such a good note for the rest of the day. I wasn't even meant to film a podcast today, but I just wanted to talk about this because everything I do now is just so nice. Even having a bath, like I literally romanticize it so much. I get my candles out and make sure that I've got bubble bath and Epsom bath salts, and I just really romanticize everything I do. Even in the evenings now, I try and not rush and make a really quick dinner, even though that obviously is the case sometimes when I finish work so late. But every now and again, I try and make myself like a really nice dinner, even if it's just a quick 15 minute recipe. I will make it nice. I will get myself some nice plates. I will make sure that I'm sat at the dinner table, and sometimes I'll even have a glass of wine. Like, I really try and romanticize everything I do, because life can be boring, especially when you're at peace with your life and you're not having these constant highs and lows. Again, I definitely recommend you to go and listen back to my episode, Choosing Peace Over Happiness. But when life's not constantly filled with exciting things going on and all these highs and lows and constant holidays and festivals and brunches and seeing your boyfriend or seeing someone new, It does feel boring. It feels very mundane. It feels very mediocre. So the best thing to do is romanticize the things in your life that you do have, whether it just be your walk to work, or whether it's your car journey into work or your train journey into work. Read a good book. Listen to a good podcast. Smile at everyone that you walk past. Say hello. Every single person that I walked past this morning either gave me the biggest smile or we said hello to each other. And do you know how much that made my day? Actually, just saying hello to strangers. It made me feel so good. And again, it's just put the biggest smile on my face before I start work this morning. Like, everything you do, you really need to romanticize. Even if it's going to the gym for 20 minutes, romanticize it. Make a great playlist that's going to make you feel like a boss bitch while you're working out, or a boss man, whatever you are. Make everything that you do lovely. And I know it's easier said than done when you've got a lot of the weight of the world on your shoulders, or you've got a lot of stressful things going on, but that should encourage you even more so to romanticize the small things in life. Find the good in every little thing you do in your life. Even if you're doing the washing or your laundry or emptying the dishwasher, I've been listening to my headphones whilst I'm cleaning now and listening to some really good music, and it's just made that like an exciting experience. Like, I actually enjoyed cleaning up this morning because I was listening to good music, I felt good, and It's just put me in a good mood for the rest of the day. Romanticizing your life isn't about pretending that everything is perfect. It's about seeing the beauty in the real, choosing tenderness in the ordinary, and making the mundane feel sacred. It's not about performance, it's about presence. Here's a few steps how to do it gently without faking joy, because you can't exactly fake it. You've got to feel it. You've got to do these little things and actually feel good about it, not just force it because you think that's the right thing to do or because you saw someone else do it on social media. This might sound silly to some people, but once you change your mindset to think like this, I promise you, your life will become so much more beautiful. You'll be so less angry, you'll be so less bitter, you'll be so less upset and disappointed and stressed about life when you really start to think like this. You need to notice the small moments that are already magical. You're not adding beauty to your life, you're not adding anything to your life. You're noticing what's already there. So it could be things like the sunlight coming through the window on your bed sheets, the sound of the kettle in the morning, the first sip of coffee in the morning, or the smell of the coffee. That's one thing that's really been like making me smile recently, is the smell of my coffee. I don't know why, but it's just a very nostalgic smell for me, and I just like the smell of it. It could even be the smell of your perfume, obviously, but it's not about adding these things to your life. It's about seeing the beauty in the things that are already there. It could even be the way that your body carries you through the hard days. When you appreciate the things like this, you will just start seeing the good in everything. If you journal like me, as well as writing things that you're actually grateful for in your life, try glimmer journaling. Now, this is only something that I have picked up on recently, but instead of thinking about all the little things that are going wrong in your day or all the little things that are pissing you off, try writing one line a day of something that felt gentle, warm, or just quietly powerful in your life. Try being the main character in your world, but a real one. You don't need drama to be interesting. You need awareness. When you're walking, pretend you're in a film. Pretend you're the main character in a film. Act like you own the world. When you eat dinner, eat it with candles. Even if you're eating on your own, light the candles. Put on some jazz music in the background. Make sure you're reading books that make you actually feel things. Like, I love reading fantasy books. That's what gets me going. And when I read them, I just feel so good. Like, they make me feel so alive. And even though they're not real, they just feel so intense when I'm reading them. And dress for the mood you want, not the one you're in. If you're in a really, really bad mood and you feel like shit, don't just put on a sloppy tracksuit with food stains down it. Dress like you are the queen of the world or the king of the world. Dress well. And that is one thing that I've definitely started doing as well, is dressing for the person that I want to become, not for the person that I once was. Like, don't dress. Sometimes I do feel really lazy. Sometimes I do feel really tired, but I try and not just put on a tracksuit, because that's what the old Emily would have done. Now I try and still dress up, especially when I'm going to work. I try and make sure that my hair's done and that I've fully done my skincare and put a tiny bit of makeup on. I make sure I put my earrings in and my jewellery on. I make sure that I have a nice bag and some nice shoes on when I go to work. I feel like so many of us are just rushing around constantly, like always rushing to work, rushing whilst you're at work, rushing on your way home, rushing to the gym, rushing your gym workout, rushing your morning coffee, rushing your evening dinner. Like, we're always rushing every moment in our life. And what's so important is to create mini rituals that slow you down. Rituals turn routine into reverence. So just do things like, I don't know, stir your coffee or your tea slowly. Breathe in the coffee smell. Take longer baths with music. Pick up fresh flowers, even if you're just getting the most simplest of flowers. I bought myself some tulips the other day and they've already made my house feel so much more bright and happy. And write by hand. Don't always text or like do things on your notes on your phone and do everything on an electronic device. Like, actually get yourself a journal, actually get yourself some pen and paper, get yourself a notebook, write all your work stuff down in a notebook. I promise you, doing things like that have helped me so much more feel free and just happy about life. And they are such simple little things. I know life is short, but rushing everything just keeps you in a constant state of like hecticness and chaos and stress. Since I've started slowing things down and actually taking my time in the mornings and waking up a little bit earlier and driving slower and just going for longer walks and having longer baths, like everything feels calmer inside me. I feel so much more at peace. And I've always loved a fast-paced life. I've always loved like everything happening all at once and just everything going on at once. But I was living in like a constant state of stress. I was constantly running around and my head was always feeling like it was going to explode, and I was always snapping at people and just being angry at the world. Whereas now I've learned to like calm down and just actually enjoy the slow moments and the boring times. I feel so much more at peace with my life. Like I feel so much more relaxed and nothing bothers me nowhere near as much as it used to. I know these tips might seem really silly to some people, and I'm sure there are some people out there that would definitely roll my eyes if I said this to them directly, but you need to give deep meanings to tiny acts. Romanticizing is assigning love and meaning on purpose. So things like washing your bed sheets, tell yourself, I'm creating a sanctuary for myself. Lighting an incense, now this is one of my favourite things to do, but lighting an incense for me is inviting peace into my space. Going for a walk alone, you're just choosing to be with yourself. Like everything you do, don't think of it as like a negative thing, like walking on your own. No, you're choosing to just be at one with yourself. You're being on your own. You're respecting yourself. You're keeping your energy safe. And remember, you're only human. Feel your feelings all the way through. Romanticizing your life doesn't mean forcing joy. It means holding space for the full human experience. So cry in the rain if you have to. Write it down. Let it be poetic. Dance when no one is around in your kitchen. Let it be crazy and wild. Be dramatic in your healing. Let it be yours. You are with you from the day you were born till the day you die. Like, you need to seriously enjoy every moment of your life, even if it's not a good time in your life. You don't need an audience to make your life meaningful. It is yours. A really nice evening journal prompt would be something like, what did I experience today that made me feel awake in my own life? Now, I love journaling, and one thing that I'm going to try and get better at is actually just writing journal prompts, like questions that I can ask myself that help me reflect on my day or just who I want to become, because I've always just kind of wrote down things that are pissing me off, and I don't want to I don't want to focus on the negative anymore. Like, I really want to just talk about things that are good in my life. So I definitely would suggest trying to journal if you don't already. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, guys. I really enjoyed speaking about this because I think it's so important to live a happy and healthy life, especially when the months are a bit more mundane and a bit more boring. Like, I've literally had the most boringest 4 months of my life, but I've been so at peace. And like I said, even just making my morning coffee has made me happy because I'm romanticizing it. So I hope you can take something from this podcast episode. If you want me to discuss any other topics or dilemmas, then please message me on my Instagram, Believing in Her Podcast, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.